This is a continuing part of training and sessions about denial. I'm going to invite you to have a pair of panties already on you or nearby where you can grasp at lace or silk or simple cotton that gets in the way. Gets in the way of you straying from a deliberate path of concentrated chastity, which you explore with me. And I assure you it is very much with me. I will prompt you when there are opportunities to not touch, and yes, it's a very easy action to not touch, but I will prompt you to reward yourself, perhaps with a caress of one of the outlying regions of you, or a squeezing of somewhere that feels good, or through bringing a mental reward home to yourself from me. You are good. You are being rewarded. And I will alternate between clicking my fingers like that and... actual clicker drink. Good job. Good job not caressing through that barrier. Good job not becoming preoccupied with release when you can explore what it is to be contained in these. Panties in the way. Removed when you need to. But the deliberate removing to go for that satisfaction, to feed finally that energetic denial right into the pleasure centers of you, it's a specific and deliberate act. And us spending the time we're going to, in specific ways, preoccupying you with that barrier, that rule, is another way of providing accountability. And all the excuses you use to stray from your chaste existence may simply drip away. So, listen to me. Allow pleasure at your achievement so far to soak through you. You are exploring chastity, a laudable thing to do. This can lead to intense sensations and unique perspectives. And that's why I'm here to help you make those changes. By simply talking you through and prompting reward, conditioning behavior on following our rules. The more you want to listen, the more I can help you. Training repeatedly, letting changes take place, the things you wish for meditatively taking root, coming off the shelf where you store the tool of rule-based pantied denial. Your impulses and desires run through your body, run through your fingers, and wire themselves down to one simple place. The better you get at absorbing my training, the more easily you can face the pleasure of holding back denial, of finding yourself not letting it out. Your fingers don't slip past the waistband of your panties, and sliding them all the way off is a specific action. With a specific cost. So get settled in, nearby to your panties, with them already on before we began, or with them nearby, ready to begin. Maybe as I speak, you will find an urge arises, but if it does, we can collaboratively quiet it down by slipping them in the way. Working with me now to set some rules you will obey if you often find yourself departing from the act of deepening. Your trained, chaste response, well, let these words in. Keep them within. Train your brain. Giving potency to your impulses and desires. Get absorbed in my training. You're better off getting absorbed in my training and letting your will drain away. It's already draining. You're making it part of you. I adore the image of my pet. Plainly in view in silky, comfortable panties. I hope you enjoy the image of me plainly in view in comfortable, silky panties, attempting to stimulate, but finding that doing so is simple. You can wait, wait, and find that the only way through is for your fingers to scoop those panties out of the way, to slip them off. To accept that you are then going to ravenously indulge, and this alone is a reason to resist the indulgence at length. So here, in this deep place of following dominant instruction, return day after day, or week after week, or as frequently as you need to top up the lesson you've already learned. To let my words a little further in, you are being rewarded for waiting, rewarded for putting off the time when you begin to fall off your chaste training, keeping your streak alive, keeping yourself well supplied with the kind of urges that stain and strain more of your thoughts. A desired, well-trained response turns your mind naturally to, well, what if I didn't follow the rules? What would happen to me? And we both know what'll happen to you. You will indulge and feel good. Just maybe not as good as if you waited like you should, waiting longer and longer, with the side effects of being silken or lacily or tracing your fingers over cotton-bound traceries. You can feel yourself through them, edge yourself through them, but the one thing you won't do is break your streak through them. You're here to indulge a session of learning, of imposing a rule that's more effective than any device. People find ways around devices. You can stray from devices. The more thin and slender the rule is, the more potency in not breaking it and going, oh, all that's restraining me is wanting to find out what's next. All that holds me back is wanting to feel with bated breath the increasing ache in the hinterlands of you. From curling toes to fingertips rubbing your thighs to knowing what we both know, that if you stray, it'll feel good. And then you'll have to build up this charge of, of idle energy, of wanton denial, just like me. You have agency, but it is a simple switch, one way or the other, a binary choice of slip them out of the way, or leave them there and continue your bound, squirming, quite appealing, quite attractive, nice to look at you during this kind of play. For me, for you, for anyone you let see into the true debauched desire you are denying. And the very simple rules, good job. Following the rules, you're being rewarded for supplying the parameters on which this bit of training gets stronger. For giving conditions on the ground, we're trying to bring your fingers to the wrong place, your hands to the wrong place, a toy for the wrong place at the wrong time just makes you edged, preoccupies your mind with, what if I slip them off? What if I slip them off? You know the cost. To have to start your training and the draining of your mind, the rubbing and the groaning and the pleasure deep inside back from square zero. You can wait a little longer. I can wait a little longer. We are connected by waiting a little longer. While all of this gets stronger in you. That's the purpose of returning. While that ache, that hunger inside lays churning and yearning for more denial, piling the potential for pleasure ever higher, and then allowing an explosive and ritual release and relief only when you need to, only when the game is over for a little while. Can you wait a little while longer for me? Can you yearn a little while longer, and it will be even better? You can. Good. You're being rewarded for waiting. So your hands move to your sides. You're waiting, not masturbating, holding back, denied. When perhaps you return, you can ask, oh, it's been so long, it's been so long. Can't I touch now? But by making you in charge of when you break that rule, or anyone that you give permission to, I really put it in your hands and make the demand to wait, wait and feel pleasure, wait, wait and bank pleasure, not just at the idea of being here, but at being so near to your own liberation, confined by your mind wanting to explore, and in that wanting feeling more and more denial, enmeshed and enshrined in the permanence of what you desire, because what you desire is yours to ratify or set aside, the absolute in control. being controlled through being in control, articulating how hard it is, how amazingly that heat fills you in for me, filling the outlying parts of you, leaving the core where you might stimulate more, more to the edge and beyond it, but a pantied pet can wait. Of course you can wait. You are rewarded good. You are being rewarded for waiting, throbbingly waiting with bated breath, developing an urge that grows, and you haven't felt anything yet. Keep training it. Let the insidious bit of this in, that a rule you govern and a rule you break, oh, with rewards built in, and with what you take away from yourself if you just, with no aplomb, with no ritual, were to begin rubbing toward release. No, no. If you're going to cease your discipline, then you should let that heat in deliberately. Like me, I slip them off, climb into bed, and fall into debauched indulgence. And you could do that instead of whatever you were doing before. Let the denial take over. Let your satiation of it be more than just a breach. Never an obligation, only an invitation to wait a little longer. To let it grow a little stronger. The background pleasure and pressure of panties holding your urges at bay, a deliciously silk-clad, lace-clad, cotton-clad pet, getting in the same frame of mind as me. And even if you're not so edged up that you want to touch yet, the option exists when I'm done. Exists when I'm no longer here, forming accountability. If you're here listening and training, you're subjecting yourself to titillating ideas that plant their own seeds, that take themselves off the shelf when you want to. When you listen, maybe you enjoy it. Maybe this silken mental shorthand for holding back, this edge denial you hold at bay. Maybe this is an intentional way of winding more and deeper. The act of wearing those silky, smooth, wonderful panties, the act of wearing a barrier, is a surrender to me. With me, we are working together to remind you that you are building rules for yourself, and isn't it so sexy? The dance of trust and relaxation, just trust me. Hold back, hold it in, let the urge to touch begin to grow to where you will slip them out of the way. You can slip them out of the way. Put your hand in place to obey your own imperative. It's imperative that you listen, that you let my words be part of your decision. I have your best interests at heart. It feels good to build that denied mind up. Wearing your panties is a signal to yourself, to me, in your mind, that you find you want to be chased for a while. You'd like to wait. Good. You're being rewarded for waiting. Build your pleasure reward up as much as you can. You need something to be a counterbalance to masturbating, holding all sorts of possibilities. Do you imagine those panties might have some side effect? Something they do in you, like letting my voice in does too. That's the course we're on. That's a continuation of what's been done here. Letting training and sessions about denial build into, oh, I lean on this barrier, these panties in the way, to help you play with ever greater, ever further urges. You are good. You are being rewarded. And I alternate between one type of click and another. You are good. You are being rewarded. Soak in the reward. Whenever you notice yourself pausing, forestalling with your little paws, not quite on the button, not quite masturbation, stopping short for chaste intention, you should be rewarded. In your body and inside your head, and now you know. So, to play this chaste game, don any panties at all, and remove them only when essential, slipping them back on. A soft, cottony cocoon, or a silken embrace, made to brace up your willpower. Isn't it funny how in training yourself in a state of vulnerable, enjoyable collaboration can help your willpower when you need it? When you really need it to anchor you with your hands away from where they may play a little too long. Do your fingertips slip, or do they never quite go past the edge of that barrier, not quite slipping within? Please wear them. Please remember to work wearing them into your ritual. And when you're influenced by the experience of repeatedly doing the same ritual, with the same pausing, freezing, stilling intent, when you do it enough, it does it to you. You're doing this to yourself. You have the option to put this skill set away or store it on the shelf until later. But when you notice your hands pausing, seeming like they're stopping at the edge of the barrier down there, then you are good. You are being rewarded, rubbing and massaging out your tension. With less tension, you might be less inclined to try to scratch that itch early, extending your bound time. And if you want some time to just feel natural again, if you ever want to put this aside and compare it to the differential of what you're like when you don't hide your pleasure spots, when you don't seal direct stimulation away behind a rule called your silken containment, well, you just don't put panties on. Put any other underwear or no underwear at all and go through the day until you wear in the habit, until you train in and ingrain in, oh, this is unpantied time. By making both your denied time and your liberation from it part of the equation, you grow your confidence and competence in deploying that silken barrier when you need to, and in letting it be set aside when you really find that the urge has grown too much. By spending longer and using rules and accountability and a few words from little me to warm you up to denied separation of agency for a time, you just go, oh, I have panties on. And then when you slip them aside, you may find that you have more ache, more want, more craving than before, expanding your capacity to store it up inside. That's what you're learning. As you slide through these ways deeper, way deeper, what comes may come, because you've welcomed it here, implanted it, my dear, implemented it too. You're the one who chooses that pantied barrier and when it restricts you. You choose a symbol. You wear panties as a symbol of denial, an anchor which suits the training, tends to take to it more evenly. The intention to fall deeper, be denied alongside me, silken and meshed, wrapped up, a test of how well you can stick to a rule that we establish in a format like this. If you can stick to this one, others get easier, and you become used to having a little rule based on an object, based on a circumstance, based on something going on, something holding you in its thrall because a yawning desire inside makes you put rules on you. And I'm just here as an outside agency providing the words so you can externalize the sense of the locus of control while knowing all you have to do is not wear panties and all your urges will hit strong as you please, just like they originally did. Just like they do for me when I hook my thumbs into the bands of my underwear and slip them down and feel raw arousal flooding back to me now. Now that the barrier's out of the way, imagine it, the barrier out of the way. That's shorthand for, oh, you're allowed to play now. Separate and compartmentalize your mind. The siren call to denial might be bigger in you than it is in me. You might do even more to seal yourself away and explore how it feels when you play with the building ache, the desire to make yourself disheveled, relax, text. The shorthand for permission to touch is just to slip them out of the way, and your brain can slip then. Chased and pent up all the time when you're in denial. Your agreement in advance, lending meaning to these rules. Lending clear seeming to this role. This feeling of being in control through being controlled by your own agreements. If you want to do this with me, if you want to do this for you, then you're going to find you're poking your awareness of pleasure, of your body, of all the things you can do, into deeper wells of curious, horny wantonness, wanting nothing less than a clear signal. No need to hold back. If your panties are out of the way, you can play. You're just letting something become your new normal. The sensation of listening, of being in collaborative accord with me. And the more you abandon yourself to delight when the cotton barrier is out of the way, when that small irresistible rule is still being followed, you will notice that the undefeatable urge is easily defeated now, making the times you give in feel all the more powerful. And when you do give in, good. Good job. Because that giving in is part of the expected cycle. That's what you're trying to do. Of course you might falter sometimes. Falling on the wayside of our game is part of your pleasure. You might end up slipping a hand inside your chaste and confined panties. But there's no sensation, is there? Slipping them off is a necessary precondition to having your fun. I'm just giving you a little extra push to conceptualize things that way while you decide if that's how you want to play out those rules. You're demoing what your panties do to you, potent desire, lurking in the background, echoing outward, building, trip traipse, taking your mind down familiar pathways. You use them, panties on. Even if you slipped your hands past the barrier, you would still be rubbing a blank, untouchable expanse, like they slip away, like the same poles of a magnet. Listen as you breathe deep and obey your own edict. Denial is represented by a silken encasement, a little silk ribbon tying off your denied fun with a bow. Submission and exploration, the willing, chaste existence is yearning below. Think of your fingers stopping an inch from giving you pleasure. Good job. Hold back. Good job. Build up. And then you slip them out of the way, and the sudden rush of possibility, the rush of the urge to touch, the ability to feel the magnetic pole slide away from what doesn't serve you and toward the rules of the day. Panties on, hands off. Hands on must mean you slipped your underwear off. Simplistic denial with an easy rule. More complex rule sets can become more rewarding as your brain is bandied about from one thought to another, from one state of being to another, a state of mine, and just like mine, you don't twine your fingers down and touch what feels good unless you have first slipped your panties down with intent to get off. Your thoughts are queuing up to listen, to wait on the precipice. It is that abundance of thoughts of delight that make your denial harder to maintain. The denial is more useful, more pleasurable, absorbs more of your errant thoughts. It is more stabilizing when it is difficult to maintain that state because your proper hungers also get a vote. Isn't it skillful for your mind to perceive what lurks on the other side of slipping your underwear out of the way? It's an obvious prelude, in your case, when you're denied all day long, a constant reminder as you move through the world of the soft, soaking container keeping you all locked up. Removing it to clean or change is different from slipping them down. Because when you find the right stuff to push you off your trained denial, you are still, good job being good. You are good, like you should be when you indulge. Chastity exists in the mirror. Denial exists in your fingers magnetized to come nearer and nearer to slipping your panties off, to leaving yourself denuded and bare, carrying something of the ritual and mystery of the substance you are using to play the same game as me. But when you move it aside, the process is distilled. A clear, simple, turning the key actuation, a binary choice, an easy device. Panties out of the way, you can touch, you can play, you can feed the growing hunger from deep inside of you, teased and well laid out, slipping into your mind, one and two, throbbing behind a silken barrier. You are throbbing behind a silken barrier that enhances your pleasure elsewhere. And for that reason, you may explore the outlying places of sensation. See all the things you get out of denial? Might you be more and more inclined to hold back a little while, to deny a little longer, knowing you have an easy option to tell your brain and your body when you slip them down that you are for a brief time no longer chaste, no longer bound, the deeper you sink. The more pantied your swirling mind is in its rules, in its imposed dominant instructions, and the parallel rapport-building constructions that, of course, work alongside me. You already want to listen. You already know you're good. You're so good when you obey. Nod. Think about pleasure you might feel and how good it is to delay. To obey. Just delay and come again another day. A panty obsession builds and grows simply from knowing it's the rule of your denial. Doesn't the furniture of your denial, whether it be lock and key or a symbol you draw on you, I know I draw one on me, these pieces of furniture associated with your delight, they bring you to cling more tightly to the set of rules you've developed, and they adopt the aesthetics of chaste denied existence, symbols of your chaste denied existence, like your panties. You are chaste and denied, and you are existent as a chaste denied entity supplied with an easy barrier, restraining yourself to the underwear, controlling you through being in control of, oh, you could slip them off. But then you'd break your cycle, break your streak, break your denial, and have to start back at the beginning, when a new peak of pleasure might be right around the corner. If you're enjoying touching places that are not sealed and concealed beneath your panties, then you might want to make that denial longer so the spikes of pleasure from those other places rise. There are all manner of ways to satisfy yourself. I'm highlighting them, and what you take on board is up to you. In exactly this vein and exactly this way, your mind floods with the possibilities when you obey dominant instructions in accountability and rapport parallel with me. How much better it feels when we're all locked up like this for a while. Have you prepared the fertile ground of your mind and your training, of your conditioning, draining away the urge to do what would end your denial today, and just say, I am good. I obey. Nod. Good. Letting my voice in like you should. Easier to water the seeds of this training from the inside. Let it bear fruit from my words. Your unhidden brain revealed at last. But your hidden and concealed body, or at least the bits hidden in your pantied embrace, can wait. And you can instead taste pleasure elsewhere. Everywhere. I'm out here doing it too. You are mirrored. You are understood. Inspect yourself and say, I can deny a little while longer. I can obey. I can keep playing. And in those affirmations of your motivation, you return to the breath. the deep breathing that helps you throb inside your clothing. The best supply of pleasure is to throb inside your clothing. Your panties mark a clear divide, and if you slip them off, it's so you can be satisfied and return to the denied mean, to the process of waiting, never waiting in vain, because you always build eye-rolling, twitching denial, build full-body shiver denial from this session, from your own training, from anything that helps you. It's good to listen to anything that helps you. It feels good to have them on, to long for more, the siren song of just one day more, 1 hour more, even when you finally have decided, no, I need it now. Might you not wait 1 minute extra just to show you can, and to set a new streak to aspire to next time? Oh, see how the game builds on itself. Persuasion comes from your own rules with a little bit of sympathetic accountability. Continuing consistently as you hear these words, appropriately steering you toward your denied time and its cessation. Your denied time and its cummy-wummy, full-body, twitchy cessation in the sensation of slipping them down. How turned on you will be from moment one of slipping them down, combining things I say now with things you discover in future, with deeper impulses you find inside. The feature of your denied brain is that you can find new excuses to give in, new opportunities to fall for your own tricks and begin to say, yes, I obey. Yes, you made yourself this way. Consistent compliance, planting simple seeds in well-prepared ground in your mind. And denial waters seeds like that so well. Time marinating in your own lusts, given existence under this pantied rules. That's what this little ramble is about. You and I being on a wavelength of mind where we benefit from that rule. The interaction of an aching wantonness right there, right at the edge, readily denied, ready to be led to fall for the libido buildup inside of you. And all it takes for you to fall is to slip your panties off and let them fall by the wayside. For a little while, freed from your compartmentalized mind, fertile ground irrigated also when your panties are on. You take these seeds of behavior and water them by discovering new places to caress, new arousals in the wild, bearing fruit in the words you think on your own. You have absolute permission to render and re-render my words inside your mind, to recut these very words, and create the vines that twine around your brain. The ways of thinking that remain inside. Your garb can hold you back. Your clothing is a reminder, helping you to need it, helping you to want it, helping you to succeed at the denial you said you wanted. And now sensual desire might be tied up with denial, with chaste existence and a persistence of, oh, I'm so turned on. Oh, I'm bound in panties. Oh, your mind is deep. Oh, you're held at ease in chaste ache, informing your decision, binding back your libido, accelerating it toward an event horizon of pure bliss like this with me. Nod and obey. Good job. Don't you want to do a good job for me? This is a way of pleasing me in chastity. And when you find a way of pleasing yourself in chastity, holding back should be for you as well a game you play that builds and builds, and you must find ways outside of it to make that deep down, ache, wanton sensation available to you, available to other people you hand it to. You desire to not miss out, so spread about the awareness that if you let someone you want to know they can slip panties onto you to keep you denied, you might end up in them, supplied with one more reason to hold back, no matter how arousing that circumstance may be when you think of it here with me. And when you think of it again, on the edge of sleep.